Blog Talk Radio.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds. It's the hottest mixtape in the world. And you've got it.
Yezzo, y'all already know it's your girl Nina Capone in the Streets Radio. We had a little bit of delay getting on air tonight, but it is what it is, you know. I'm here. Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's trying to get tuned in, everybody that want to listen. This is, you know, what I do. You know what I mean? It's Tuesday. We about to get it popping. We were supposed to interview the artist that we have on the air tonight. Last week, of course, there were some issues, so that didn't happen. And here we are. Here we are now. We about to go ham. We about to find out a little more about this artist. So without further ado, I'd like to let y'all know that I am bringing on my boy Six, and that's S-I-X, like the numbers. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the line. So I need y'all to bear with me while I dial out here and bring Six on the line. And then we'll get started with the interview. We got a bunch of songs we're going to play of Six's, and we're going to find out a little more about him. Y'all know I'm all into finding out what they got, what the artist got going on and all of you now. You know. So let's go ahead and get this call out, see what we could do here. Are we dialing? I don't think it wants us to dial. All right, all right, all right. Let's see what we got here. We might have to have Six call in. For some reason, my dial out is not allowing me to dial out. All right, there we go. We get ready to bring Six in on the line right now. Let's see. I don't know if y'all can hear the ringing, but it's really loud.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Six, please?
Yeah, this is me. How you doing?
What's up, Six? This is your girl, Nina Capone. We live on air.
Not for much. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I had some technical difficulties getting a hold of you here to, you know, but it is what it is. We got you. So what's up with you tonight?
That's all it is. I'm chilling, man. You know, just trying to get this single ready for real so I can start pushing it.
Okay, okay, okay. So who produced the single? Go ahead. Give me information.
Well, the first single, this dude, Jacob Levy, he out of town. Like, my homie had put me on him, and it's going to be big, though. The single is called Making Moves. I mean, it's just, you know, basically, you know, telling you how I'm working, you know, like, because that's all I do. Like, if I ain't at work, I'm working on my music.
That's what's up. Definitely what's up. So, little background information. You want to tell them, I guess, like, tell them where you from and, you know, what you doing? Part of the
city? I'm from Chester, but, I mean, I can't really tell you too much about it. Like, I've been in so many different places, but Philly, like, this is where I'm at. I've been coming to Knightstown, 17th Wayne Hawkins, since I was a dude, maybe, like, 13 or something like that. My eye, you know.
So you from Knightstown. There you
pretty
go. You from Knightstown. That's
pretty
what's
much.
Up. That's what's up. So tell me a little bit, like, how you got started in your music. Like, what inspired you to become a rapper?
Well, I mean, I got my name doing music. Like, when I was 2 years old, I was in the backseat of my dad's Blazer, screaming, "Turn it up, Dad." Like, you know, and I had went to the bathroom for myself one time, you know. He did this crazy line off Harlem Nights, "Come on, fix your funky ass, Dad need new shoes, Mom need a new bag." And, you know, I got a nickname like that. And I was, you know, a fan of music first. So my dad's the one, I guess, who turned me on to that. And then my older brother, he used to rap. And my you know, cousins, and, you know, I watch videos all day. There's always been in the music, right?
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Well, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play one of your joints. I'm going to play By Myself. And before I jump right into that, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about that song?
Well, that song, that's one of the realest songs I ever wrote. I mean, we're just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Good enough. Good enough. That works. Let's go ahead and jump into them. Put you on hold for a moment. And if you're listening, tune in. I got my boy Six on the line. It's your girl Nina Capone. This is how we do it, y'all.
Listen, man. One of the realest songs I ever
realest songs I ever wrote, man. Feel my pain.
I was all by myself. I'm not by myself.
With
the help of my family. Nobody else.
I won't
go in the town.
I'm up.
Go for the belt.
Me and my mama, hustles a little late, was sick and tired of drama. They stood up early, that kinda hurt me, just to be honest. But I got over it and got older quick, at least was trying to. Was now when I jumped in the ditch, I mean a check. At 21, I see this game is a bitch to get you back. Legs open, cheeks spread when it hit, picture that. But used cars, you get caught in the mix, that's ill cat. Come authentic, there's no fraud or no fiction. Thinking I'm bluffing off of nothing, blow your doors off the hinges. Niggas be frontin' to my back, the only thing I can give them. I can do that all on my own, no time for static or friction. Whenever time got rough, I just call my band. My bloodline runs strong, so I'm a stubborn man. I'm full of pride, no lie, feel like it's in a den. Put a nigga in the jug, I'll be the last to stand.
I was all by myself,
I'm
die by myself,
with
the help of my family. Nobody else,
I won't
go in the town.
I'm up,
go for the belt.
Plain and simple, I'm not gonna change. To my remains, inside of urn or inside of grave. I'ma do my thing, the only way I know how it's changed. Cause you ain't no point like a song, get back inside the range. Back in square one, plan A, starting fresh. You niggas be catching up, I'm done already, starting last. I'm way ahead, nigga Vic, sitting off the back. Story, this ain't Maury, don't fool me, you kids of all of that. I keep it moving, no niggas, I ain't got time to chill. By my lonely, the one that only reppin' the mill. But I ain't starting, I finished, I'm chasing dollar bills. If it bought a mill, get inside of still. Let's keep it simple, in and out like 2-1. If it look fishy, my cousin charging with 2 guns. LT, Luger, Trey, pounds, you dudes run. Take my helmet off, I'm Ray Lou, confused none.
I'm all by myself, I'm all by myself.
With
the help of my family, nobody else.
I won't
go in the town,
I'm all.
Go for the belt.
Type of nigga putting it work, work. Gave me my name at 2 years old, wish it was first. I love being a junior too, cause now I'm ripping up dirt. Carry on the legacy, to death for heat as I should. Mistake made on the way, always vote, never play wood. Set the bench for a breather, a thousand piling up. But in this game, I come clutch, 85% with the hook. Got that look, look. You step up, take my kindness for weed. Then I gotta prove again, and a dummy nigga go sleep. Can you funny nigga see? I'm not the one you gon' creep. I be the one to leave your face on the shirt. We're at the beast, I'm a beast. I'm raising your niggas. I kill a key. Little bro, I'm trying to show you we villains, we can't be beat. Young youth and Lord Chief, they're athletically off the knee. Rack a sack, kick a braids, get chauffeured off through them streets.
I'm all by myself,
I'm all
by myself.
With
the help of my family, nobody else.
I won't
go in the town,
I'm all.
Go for the belt,
I'm all.
Just as I should,
I gotta
do it myself.
I was
all by myself,
I'm all.
Down by myself,
with the
help of my family, nobody else.
I won't
go in the town,
I'm all.
Go for the belt,
just
as I should,
I gotta
do it.
Real shit, man, like, I came in this world by myself, nigga, I'ma leave this world by myself. At the end of the day, it's only a small circle around me, man, like, shout out to my boys out there doing their thing and all that, but right now I'm going for me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't respect that, I don't know what else to tell you, you feel me? Like, it's sick, all for one and one for all.
Capone, that was my boy Six by myself. We got him on the line now. You can definitely holler at me, 646-649-1047 if you got questions for my artist that's on the air with us tonight. Six, that joint is crazy.
I appreciate that.
By myself. You got a nice flow. You got a different flow. It's not your average Philly flow. You're not talking about the same things. So who influenced you in the game? Like, what really, like, molded Six? I mean, I know you say, okay, you hang, you know, you're around your people, that they're a big influence, but I mean, what artists have you listened to
well,
say,
I mean,
you know what?
Truthfully, like, artists that I listen to, I mean, I listen to over hundreds of artists, and I mean, new and old, like, I don't never discriminate. I always give somebody a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, even right. even if I don't even like their music, I still, like, watch their videos, you know, pay attention to how they set up their stuff, like, and see if I can learn something from them. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Which is important.
So I always try to put, you know, different aspects from everybody, like, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people. Like, I would say
most people.
Yeah, most artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like a bunch of old school rap. I don't, you know, some of the new stuff I like, some of the new stuff I don't like.
Right, right. You know, so what are your thoughts on the game right now? I mean, you know, it's a lot going on, as you already know. You know, I'm definitely going to touch on people being clicked up. You know, like, you can't get ahead because of the clicks, and you don't want to be a part of the clicks. So what do you
right.
think about the game right now?
Right. See, the game, I feel like the game is just like the streets in the aspect that it's real cutthroat right now. You know, everybody just out to feed team of me. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you ain't with my team, you ain't eating, basically. Like, that's how everybody's mindset is right now. And it's not the fact that, you know, people are out to kill for the money or nothing like that, but they're out to burn you for that. Like,
right,
but,
right.
You know, I'm going to make this nice contract, make it look good and everything. I'm going to make it 100 pages long. And you know that 99th page, you just might not read it. And that's the one
right.
that will mess your life up that you signed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Exactly. I can't say how much that happens. That's a constant. You know, people
right.
are trying to fight to get out of contracts and getting lawyers all lawyered up and all that. So that's something that's important, you know, reading your contracts. Like, far as business, do you have a business team just yet, or is that something that you're looking for in the near future?
Well, right now, I'm working with another artist who's actually my family member, of course, but he's like my co-manager right now. And
okay.
Other than that, I don't really work with too many people but my studio guys, which is, you know, Raziac and Dictus, which is my man C's over there, and I mess with Faust. I mean, I got another.
It was that Freeze I've been cursing out. Oh, I know. I'm gonna call him and curse him out for real.
Yeah, that's him. But Faust, I got a single coming from him soon called My Swag. I mean, I just grabbed that from him. That's gonna be crazy. Like that's right there. That song is gonna really make people think a lot different about me than they probably already are right now. Whoever listens
that's
to that song right there.
Okay. So I know you got the All for One and One for All. That's the mixtape, right?
Yeah, that's the mixtape. That's the movement. That's my lifestyle. Like, I've been screaming that for a few years now, but I've been living that my whole life.
Okay. I understand it. That one, that speaks for itself. So tell me a little bit about the mixtape that you're working on. What is it? I have AF. 1FA. Now, you know I'm going to mess that up a couple times, right?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do. I hear a lot. Let me give her a 1FA AF1 shirt.
Yeah, I can't even say it. Like, Explain that one to the listeners.
Well, I mean, All for One and One for All is basically, you know, if you feel as strong as I do about, you know, my brother and my sister, like, if they need the shirt off my back more than I do, they got it. And, you know, if they need the shoes off my feet, they got it. Like, that's just the concept of it. You know, it's not anything, like, crazy to it. The message just is, you know, each one reach one, each one teach one. That's
right.
all.
Right. All right. Well, on that note, I want to jump into another song, okay?
Okay.
All About a Dollar. So give me a little, get a listeners a little bit about All About a Dollar.
Well, this one, a lot of people like this song. Now, I love this song, but the only reason I don't like about it is that it's Corey Gunn's beat. I mean, and, you know, they got the song called All About a Dollar. It's a little different. They got Uncle Murda on the hook and whatnot. But I just took, like, a little piece of their hook and, you know, just turned it into mine.
Okay.
Put my little spin on it and everything. But, you know, y'all check it out. You know, let me know what you think, you know.
All right, y'all, we about to jump into it. My boy Six on the Line, the Streets Radio, All About a Dollar. Y'all know how we do.
Go! You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about a dollar. Fuck the fame, fuck the pride of
first gotta get my fans straight. Pop, proper. You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about them dollars. Fuck the fame, fuck the fame, fuck the problem. Gotta get my fam straight, proper.
Listen here, dog. I'm chasing paper. Give a damn about a hater. Shine 3P, LA Lakers. Your post magic on the mic. You ain't worthy. They are rich. You go white girl of that shit. Money still faster than coke and cake. Yeah. These niggas riding too slimy. Why can't we all get along, boy? You think about riding. But if you try me, you'll find me. Ride hard, buck 90. Snitches just buck 50. My slime me, buck time. I'm grinding. The point guard, not by choice, but I was chosen. So for my wingman, front and center, I'm imposing. Taxing our Uncle Sam, networking with other folks. Folks, scavengers. Second guess, I'm even broken. Better know him as focus, quickly unload his clip for extra shit. Who next to flip on that cat with the strap intact? My nine a part of me, Big Papa style, clapping the gat. Lame flat.
You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about a dollar. Fuck the fame, fuck the pride. First gotta get my fans straight, proper. You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about a dollar.
I said I'm all about a dollar. Understand that. For grand stacks, your man clap, barrel fans that. The fraudulence and them damn rats. Player pimp ain't doing jack, but lip running, I demand that. Real recognize real, but money talk. I'm chasing big bills, big face dummies, let's walk. You trying to kill the ad, my face bigger, try on the park. Run up on me, it get dark, eyes wide, nine a half. No methazine, just heavy green, half a drone. The clash is strong, get guns drawn, rent still don't long. But I don't want no trouble, want money double for real. Cause my family members struggle, want to see them stuck in the hills. I don't want no beef, but just know I will. Come through it all black, shit, really get ill. And I'm getting away, try your luck, get in my way. I'm so sorry for your mama. But can't ask me, I say
You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about a dollar. Fuck the fame, fuck the pride. First gotta get my fans straight, proper. You know I'm all about a dollar. You know I'm all about a dollar. Fuck the fame, fuck the fame, fuck the pride. Gotta get my fans straight, proper.
Shit. Self-explanatory, nigga. Shout out my nigga Steve, my nigga Falls, keep doing y'all fucking thing in here, baby. Shout out to Roddy Rail Productions, GSC. Dollar sign.
yeah, y'all. NFT Radio with your girl, Nina Capone. I got six on the line. And y'all already know, I'm all about a dollar. I should have been on that. I need to be on the remix. You see, before I even brought you in, I'm going to add my own twist to it, see? I think I need to see the tell C's I be through. Pull that up. See, I ain't know that was that C's. I'd have been yelled at him. Like, hey, C's, stop playing all the time. All the separate emails and everything. He's trying to stress me out. He probably did it on purpose to stress me out. Shout out to C's. Anybody don't know C's, you know what I mean? Then you ain't in this music world. Because that C's been doing this since forever. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been in that booth every time I walk in there.
What? That's all he do. Like, yo, I don't even know what to say. Lo, shout out to Steve. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, he's the best. Shout out to Faust. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was still, about to say, and I got to say, my bad, Faust. You know what I mean? You know, that was when we was only messing with each other for, like, the first 3 or 4 months. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I had to fall.
You know what I mean? I put his name wrong.
I'm hating on him. I'm hating on him. I want you to hear this. So, just in case he's listening, it's been about 12 years and he still has not produced the Nina Capone track. That's all I got to say. So, shout out to Kyle for not producing the Nina Capone song. You know, we'll get by that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know when I see him, too.
You ain't got to say nothing. Everybody want to tell him what I said. So, you know, everybody know. We go back like cornrows, like, seriously. But, you right. know, so I'm filling that joint, too. So, y'all going to check out the feature featuring Nina Capone. We're going to have to put that and keep that in rotation, definitely.
Oh, yeah, they definitely going to have to play that. You hear me?
What? Because I'm all about a dollar. I'm going to have to bring some other girls in on that. Nina Capone, Ross, Jade. Listen, Lady Murph, we might just take over your whole song. We might let
Come on, y'all can do it. I'm gonna get an authorization. Hey, go ahead. Your man, get an AOK.
So I see that that you are all about family, which is, you know, a lot, like, which is what's up when that, I'm the same way, you know what I mean? Like, that's most important. That's how you stay strong in this game. So right. What I want to ask, how does the music life, how does having, you know, being an artist and having this, you know, this project come in and you working on this, how does that interfere with your family, your family relationship, or, you know, your significant other if you have one? But how does that affect your personal life?
Well, I mean, really, music is part of my personal life. Like, anybody that knows me will tell you, like, if they hang with me in there in my room, my house, wherever, and you know, I'm in control of what's going on, it's some type of music playing. Or I might be watching a movie, I ain't going to lie. I mean, but half the time I'm watching a movie, it's a documentary or something, I'm learning. Like, and even though it's just, you know, on some, like, it could be American Gangsters or the New Orleans SWAT team thing, them shows or whatever.
Right.
I can learn, like, just little things about that and add that into my music. Like, dang, how you know about that?
Oh, well, it's like, man, traveling. It's important. Yeah. You know, and yeah, I respect that. Because if you don't have the resources to get out here and go, the best, you know, the other resource is TV. Watch it and see what's going on out there, because those are the people that you're going to, you know, those are new potential fans, I'm going to say. You know, yeah. And they like, oh, what he know about that? You know what I mean? Like, especially down south, I say shit that I steal from other people that I know that come up from down south. And they be talking to me like, in the mid-conversation, they stop and be like, "Nee, don't take that." And I'll be like, "Man, that shit already written. Fuck you, me."
Yeah, me, I
already
can
written.
It, like,
that's already in the rant. What are you talking about? Who do you see yourself working with in the near future, like, far as producers? And I mean, like, you know, like, if you just had the opportunity, and I'm a little, I'll exaggerate everything. I make you famous before you even get there, so I believe in it. You know what I mean? That makes me on by the end of the month, because that's how we do. And the streets ready, y'all, you know. But, so, like, if you had the opportunity to work with anybody that's on in the game right now, and I say on meaning making money, you know what I mean, making a lot of money, not the type of money we do from just the local shows, but who would you work with? I mean, production-wise, artist-wise, dancer, video production?
Well, now that's a tough one, because the video production, it's a couple people I've been looking at, like just for the, in the city right now, like, I've been looking at, you know, the dude, High Def, I believe.
He's nice. Definitely nice.
Shout
out to High Def
doing this thing. Yeah, I mean, I've been watching a lot of YouTube and shit. You know, like the Maybach John Split TV, they camera game is on one, too. But really, though, I don't even... Like, I see myself, I network with anybody, man. Like, as long as you serious about your music, I feel like, man, we could put something together. Like, I don't care where you from, what you know, what you do.
You dancing around my question.
As long as you don't get on the mic and start frauding and all that, we could do it
but
together.
But you know what?
Like,
you just danced around my question, so I got to stop. I got to stop you. See, what you don't know about the Nina Capone Show is we just... I cut you off because you just took it. You just belly danced. You just did a ditty all around my question.
I was coming back around to it.
You was coming back. I was going to come back. I just want, like, really, like, who? I mean, it got to be somebody out here that you know what I mean? Like, you actually dig they sound. Like, me, first chance I get, me and Jay doing a song together. And that's going to be, like, in 2013, because I'm not playing. Like, January, if I got to go knock on his door, and right. I got his address, he's going to be like, what the? And, like, excuse me, Mr. Jigger.
All right,
know,
well,
like,
we exaggerating. I'm going to say,
I'm
going to have to go with my man, Gotti. I'm fucking with Gotti right now, heavy. Like, him, his whole movement, Zazilla, I fuck with them niggas.
And see, that might not really be that far out of exaggeration. You don't know who. You don't know right now. This is see, one thing about internet radio, the difference between internet radio and the city radio is we go further. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm down with a couple camps. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Dipset West. Shouts out to Omar Sharif out there. I know he probably like, what the fuck is she talking about? But all of, you know, like, shout out to everybody that fucks with me. You know what I mean? If you check out the Industries Radio website, you'll see a bunch of little mentions and things like that. I don't plug people unless I'm involved in some type of way. So you'll know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you don't know who's listening. You don't know who say, damn, you know, he got a nice song. Reach out to him. Trust me, I get a lot of phone calls, and they be like, me, who was the third guy you play? The third guy, and I got to go back through shows and listen, and I'm like, oh, crazy. But you never know, so don't look at it as, you know, really as an exaggeration. I just use it to make people think out of the box for me. But any collabs that you had in the city here with any of our Philly famous people? I like to say, call them Philly famous, because I leave town and nobody knows who the fuck they are, but... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've been talking to a couple boys. I ain't gonna put nobody names out there, but you know what I mean, we ain't put no projects together yet, like.
Okay. Oh, so if I actually infiltrate right now, it'd be perfect timing.
I guess you could say that. Like the features, the most features I got right now is all my boys, like my cousin Sean Archer. I mean, shout out to him. He just now coming back with the spit. Like, he had his seed and all that, so you know he was doing the grown-up thing, but he back now. I mean, my boy Disrespect, I mean, he out west, but he working two jobs, so he don't really be able to, you know, do the music with me as much as we used to do. So I'm by myself again, you know. My white boy L, all the way out Havertown. I mean, like, I be everywhere.
Okay,
he be bullshitting me, too, because he be working all the time.
Everybody
on blast,
though.
I got to. You know what I mean? You have to. We're going to go further, so I'm going to tell you everything that's going on. Like, niggas is bullshitting, and I'm working. That's what's going on.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. The long as you're working, and long as you ain't letting them stop you from working, that's the important part. Because, you know, like, I was from that circle, too. People get stagnant, and you can't depend on them to get you across that street. You just can't.
Everything that I got done so far, it was planned out in a way, and it didn't go none of that way. But it still came out. To my outlook, it came out all right. But people like it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my little videos and stuff. I got three videos on YouTube.
Shout out to the YouTube page so we can have people go there and check you out.
Yeah, my YouTube joint is 69MCEO. SIX9MCEO. I mean,
you and these ass fuck with it.
I got a couple vlogs and a couple vlogs on there. I edited myself because once again people was bullshitting. I had to teach myself how to edit a little video that I put together on my dad's little HD camera he got, you know, and I did that myself. My video was like the shirt boy. He burnt me out of like half of the shirts. Like, he was supposed to be 39 shirts. He only did 19. He put the 19 dungeons on top of the 20. You know what I'm saying? I give him the bread. By the time I even, you know, like, we was already running late, so I had to get everybody their shirts and we jump right on camera. By the time I even realized that the bag ain't even, you know what I mean, the nigga probably all the way back down Delaware.
Shout out to that bitch ass nigga in Delaware. Yeah, fuck the shirt. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
But you know what, though? That's the shit. Welcome to the industry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a vet, so I know. I've been there, done that, and shit happens. And you know what?
I keep my head up through everything.
You can't. You can't put your head down and give up on this shit because of the people that are in it. Because you're going to run into those kind of people, and it don't get no better. I've had people lose my music out of the board. Tell me the board is gone. What do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean the board is gone? Like, what do you, I don't get that. But shit happens, you know what I mean? So people, right, and everybody don't want to see you get ahead. It's just, it's in our nature. It's in the
I definitely been seeing that.
We are the crabs in the barrel. That's gonna be my new logo, crab in the barrel. I'm gonna be pulling motherfuckers down. Cause shit got serious. It's really that deep. It's bad and it's sad, but it's so true. It's so real out here. Like, nobody wants to see each other get ahead. I mean, which is why Industries Radio was created, and it's why I do what I do. I want to see artists get ahead. Actually, I'm tired. I am great to do another mixtape, but what the hell? Why not? I mean, just because I love music. I put them out in any dreams of becoming the next superstar or anything. I just had fun making music. I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy the little money I make off of my shows. I enjoy traveling for free. And, you know, so, I mean, every, you know what, though? I ain't going to lie. When you go, somebody asks you to do a tour and come tour, you know, a region, and you hitting 3-4 cities over there, and you make that 10 stacks or that 20 stacks, you like, damn, this was like a vacation. So big up to everybody that's out there doing it. And you don't have to have a big name here in Philadelphia to do that. That's the wonderful thing. Like, I don't have, I got a big name from having a big mouth. But I don't have a big name from doing my music. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do know that I'm an artist. A lot of people haven't heard me, or they've heard me and didn't realize it was me because I sing in rap. So people be like, oh, no, I heard the joint. The chick singing on there were like, well, okay, that's me. But whatever. So the twist is I ate off of this. I ate off of this for 20-something years, and I continue to eat off of it. And the younger I get, because I get younger, just, so the younger I get, you know, the more and more I seem to get recognized. So shout out to everybody that's out there doing it. Shout out to you, Six, for hanging in there in the game through all the trials and tribulations, because it only gets worse. It only gets worse. Like, I can't even lie. Like, everything that can go wrong about our interview went. You know what I mean? We didn't stop. I called it. I was like, all right, Six, here we go. We're going to do it this day. This is why. But, you know, shit happens. I'm the most understanding person when it comes to that, because shit always happens to me. So when shit happens to you, I feel better. I'll be like, well, it happened to him now.
Right. They say when you're doing something positive, everything that's negative is going to jump. Everything.
Because the devil's always busy. He always So speaking of the devil, and I don't know if this got anything to do with that. It just kind of came in my flow at the right time. We're going to jump into your next song, The Man. So now you got to talk about that, because of Caesar, yes, Caesar, you, I didn't get a chance to listen to The Man because, you know, Caesar's trying. You know what? I'm coming through. I'm coming through to Caesar.
I'll come through. I'll fuck with him when you get there anyway.
I'm going to have to come through and fight him. You know, I'm only like 5'1 and like a little bit. But they know they scared of me, everybody. Tell us a little bit about The Man, Six.
All right, well, this song, I mean, like, this my favorite player in the game, I mean, is Kobe. I mean, it's a lot of players I like and all that, you know what I'm saying? I like all different players. But Kobe and me, like, we got a special, you know what I'm saying, thing. When I watch that nigga, you know what I'm saying, I'm in go mode. I mean, like, that's my boy right there. I've been knowing his moves before he do them sometimes. Like, but the song is, like, I'm the Mac, I'm the man. Like, basically, I'm known like Goldie, but I'm the man on the court, like everybody look up to. You know, I'm the one. Like, just like in All About a Dollar, I said the point guard, not by choice, but I was chosen.
Right.
Like, saying that's my, that's
you
what
the
God
man,
put me in. Like,
that's what it is. You the man. I'm the woman. So
play that. All right, shit, you know
we go play it. We gonna let them figure it out.
Right,
all right,
play
y'all.
That
girl, in the streets radio, we got Six on the line and with The Man.
Can't touch me, can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe. Can't touch me, can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe. Can't touch me, can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe. All the bad hoes want me. I'm feeling like Goldie. I'm the man.
Baby girl,
I'm the man. I'm the man.
Baby girl,
I'm the man. I'm the man.
Baby girl,
I'm the man. I'm the man. Understand. They can't touch me, no homie. No. I'm feeling like Kobe. Uh-huh. One chick on my side, but all the bad hoes know me. All the bad bitches show me. Couple street niggas owe me. When I fall off in the spot, I be feeling like Cody. Talking, everybody know me. Or at least they know of me when my songs spin. Twice back to club, get ugly hoe. Crowd moving, they love it. Niggas try to run and dump it. See them pussy niggas tell them, bring it back, and I'ma dump it. And I don't dance much. I just do my two steps. Throw my hands, shake my dress. You see where your head out with a new deck. I just would've left the club. What your bitch telling? Show you use a plug. See, I'm a rich fella and use a dub. Thinking you hotter than me, you never was. See, that's the type of thing that make you a bug. Not worthy of a bumblebee, nigga. I killed your bug.
Can't touch me, can't. can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe, can't touch me, can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe, can't touch me, can't hold me. No. I'm feeling like Kobe, all the bad hoes want me. I'm feeling like Goldie, I'm the man, baby girl. I'm the man, I'm the man, baby girl. I'm the man.
Million. Can you understand? I got family, got children all stuck up in the gym. I got family, got niggas all stuck up in the can. I got grins, I got zippers all bust up in the fan. They say them feds taking pictures. Hope they go to blind, yeah. Get the hell up out my business. Try to get rich and go be cash. Can't touch me, can't hold me, can't stick me, can't stop me, can't dip me, can't rock me, left, right, can't stop me. Even if you had the key to my safe, you couldn't lock me, homie. No matter what, you niggas can't top me. I feel a little cocky, so what? I'm feeling rocky. If you put your hands up, let's get it up. I'm feeling rocky. So do yourself a favor, say my name from the monotony. Before they had that seat, squad up in here, zipping up your body. You can't touch me, can't hold me. I'm feeling like Kobe, can't touch me, can't hold me. I'm feeling like Kobe, can't touch me. Can't hold me, no. I'm feeling like Kobe, all the bad hoes want me. I'm feeling like Goldie, I'm the man,
baby girl.
I'm the man, I'm the man,
baby girl.
I'm the man, I'm the man,
baby girl.
I'm the man, I'm the man.
Did you think I
understand?
And I'm the man, and I'm the chick. See, remix. If I needed to win it and took all of my beats and redid them, like, what's keyboard? That
look,
board like.
You like them, I'm happy. I don't even care. You can jump on whatever you want.
Definitely feeling them. Definitely feeling them. So, all right, we get it now. We get it. We get it. We get it. I'm the man. So, yeah, that shit that stick in my head because I'm real big when I listen to people who are a little bit animated in some type of way. I guess because I'm a little bit crazy, so I gotta, you know, I want to hear somebody else that's crazy. Like, you play with your voice, do shit.
Right.
Entertain me. People get mad at you. Yeah. I'm like, entertain me, stand up. If I stand up, I entertain you, yes, I need that. Entertain me and shit. Yeah, you know, like, because you're like, I'm the man. Like, that right there is just going to be in my head for the rest of the night. So when I hit one of these $2 Tuesdays up somewhere, yes, right. I am still going somewhere tonight. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm the man. Like, what y'all know about that? Because everybody be trying to hit me up for music, all the DJs. Shout out to all the DJs. Shout out to my DJ, DJ T-Dog. So another thing I did not mention, Six, is what I do is I do have a few DJs that I do work with on the show here. Shout outs to DJ T-Dog. Shout outs to DJ No Frills. Shout outs to DJ Colop. DJ Kid Capri. I get your music to them, you know, and they're out and about. They're in clubs. They're in bars. They know what they do. And they do.
I heard
artists.
All of them. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying?
They doing their thing. And they hold me the hell down. So those days when I'm too lazy to actually get on here and talk, which is like every day, bam, they already got everything. They done already took care of the show, and they sent it to me. And they be like, Neen, go ahead. This Saturday's show, this Tuesday's show. I be like, bet, because I don't feel like this shit today. You know what I mean? So shout out to my DJs for holding me down and also getting the word out there. I mean, just, you know, we do a lot of double cross-promotion. You know, we double dip in the world here because we got to do to support each other. So, you know, one thing I do say, if there are a lot of people in the area. I mean, DJ Colop is out in Florida. So, basically, you'll be getting heard all down in the Dirty South. I mean, he's the Dirty South DJ, Slip and Slide DJ. So, the whole entire team of Slip and Slide DJs that had your music. You already know who No Frills is.
Right.
So, you know, he hit everything up here on the East Coast. We got DJ T-Dog, who actually started SWAT Team DJs, and he's like more Jersey, Delaware, you know, that part we don't all get to out of Philly. So
basically the rest of the tri-state.
Right, like I got everything held down, New York, Kid Capri. I got a couple other DJs that I'm messing with out in New York, too. So, you know, it's like, it's just a matter of grabbing everybody's coattail and saying, y'all need to hold me down. That's all I said. You know, they were like, all right, Neen. I was like, all right, that was too easy, but okay. You know.
that's so, love.
Always, always love, always love. So before we go, all right, because I'm going to end this show off with a Nina Capone song just because.
Right. As you should, though.
Just because, though. Like, and I usually don't do this, but I just feel like it. So, and I don't have no boss because I looked up and there was nobody around to tell me what to do. So, do what I want to do. But before we go, definitely like, because this is something that you can actually go back and download and use for your portfolio, you know, and let people know. Well, here's a little bit about me. You can check it out in this interview. Give your shout outs, you know, your Twitter, your Facebook. Tell people how to find you, email, however you want it.
Well, my YouTube, once again, 69MCEO. My Twitter is 69CEO, SIX9CEO. I mean, shout out to each and every one of my family members. There's so many of them that I cannot name, and I'm not about to name them.
There you go.
But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say JMS to the death. That's me, my brothers and sisters, and they know what that is, you know. Shout out to my team. Even though they bullshitting, I still love you. And we going to get some stuff done, you know what I mean, when y'all see. I guess, you know what I mean, because we're not making money off the music yet. They not really believing in themselves no more or something. But I'm going to get y'all right, you know. And shout out my little ugly ass cousin who I did for walking in here right now. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of my interview. You know, I love you, cuz. Shout out to you, Nina. Give me an opportunity.
Oh, no doubt. I'm here.
Shout out to everybody that's serious about their music, man. All them niggas that made me want to be serious about my music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Definitely what's up. Well, it's your girl, Nina Capone. You heard it here first. I have Six on the line. We did it all crazy with the live interview. He went ham on his new project. The project is crazy. Make sure y'all grab it. So, but is it on Dat Piff or anything like that? Where can they find your music?
Yeah, my mixtape is on Dat Piff. If you type in six, like the number, S-I-X, A.F.1.F.A.
You be fucking with me, don't you? Like,
that
for real?
Gonna pop up. I promise you. Nobody else use it. If you go on YouTube and type in SIX8.F.1.F.A, nothing else gonna pop up but my shit.
It better, because I'm telling you, I type it and I'm scared something else might come out like it.
I'm saying it ain't even a lot of joints, but it's a couple joints. But nobody else used the tag. Like everybody tell me, like, oh, that's funny because when I type it in, I ain't nothing else pop up but yourself.
That's good. That's good money then.
Ain't no more than like eight videos or maybe even six, but it ain't. You know.
We're gonna definitely check you out. And I encourage all the listeners to do the same. Right now, we about to get out of here. We're going to close out on Bring It Back. This is some Nina Capone shit. I'm just in the mood to hear me right now before I go out and have a ticket or two or five. However, I feel like I ain't got work tomorrow. Why not? But
oh, can I say it's 9mm ENT all day. That's my label.
Okay.
That's me. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm working on the paperwork and everything. Like, that's me. That's what I've been doing since high school, but you know what I'm saying? The name's still there.
Well, make sure you keep me posted, Six. Like, let me know what's going on with you. You got shows, you got events. I don't make it out to everything because I'm not really a partying type. Like, right. You know, like, I'm a homebody for real and studio junkie. But I don't like, I ain't going to lie, I don't like clubs. Like, I don't like young people. I look young, but I got like an old soul. I be like, that little girl gonna go home and put some clothes on. So the club
see, I be there like, this little nigga don't stop bumping me. Dancing.
Yeah, like too much fucking going on. I be like, oh my God, I can't do this no more. But if it's like, you might catch me in any local restaurant. I love food. I love trying all that shit. Like, only thing, I don't eat pork. Everything else is a go. Yeah. And I don't eat too much.
I ain't Muslim, but I don't really eat pork either.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, it's not my twist. But I'm like, look, I love being out. But I do come to my artist event. So you having an event, I support people. Let me just say that. I do come out to support. So if I like you, I'll show up. If I don't like you, I still might show up, depending on what's going on.
Right, I hear you. You know what I mean? Well, I do got to... I got a show in New York, January 20th at Sullivan Hall. That's the Two Racks Rap Contest. It's on a Sunday.
Oh, that's a good day to go to New York. Yeah.
And, if you know, the winner gets $2,000, it's going to be a couple big dudes in there, whatever. So we're going to see what happens.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Two Racks Rap Contest.
Okay. Because, yeah, I like to watch those battles. I love those battles. Because I like that. Oh, I got to come check that out. You might have to send me some more details on that because I might have to be there.
All right,
Philly. They be like Philly. I'm like, here we That's right. That's right.
Exactly. All right,
but we're jumping to this last joint. Bring It Back. It's your girl Nina Capone on the Streets Radio. Bring It Back is your one and only Nina Capone. Is how we do it. This is how we get it popping. This is how we exit. This is what we do. Six. Thank you again. I can't thank you enough for joining me on the show. Being patient with the craziness and chaos that we always got going on. It's what we do, though. You know what I mean? Stay focused.
You.
If your team feel like they don't want to ride, then, you know, get out the car. That's all it is. You know what I mean? Like, you got to continue to do what you got to do. But I also understand that, you know, we got to make money because everybody got to feed their family. So it is what it is. Stay focused. Tell Seeds I will be through to talk my shit because that's what I come through for. He already know. And
I got you.
I will holler at you on the other side, babe. Let's bring it back.
These are celebrity beats.
Hair to the back, hat to the front. Hair to the back, hat to the front. Hair to the back, hat to the front.
Back that ass up, back that ass up.
Hair to the back, hat to the front. Hair to the back, hat to the front. Hair to the back, hat to the front. Hair to the back, hat to the front.
Look at me now. murder this shit, I'm gonna have to bury this motherfucker.
Hold up, let me hold take up. I ain't never been playing in the beat, yeah, I'm still in the street, but I can't hit it. Nigga, fuck your rap. I'm Montana Black, that's murder on the track. Got money from the app, don't make me laugh, don't make me mad. I'll murk your ass, you ain't first, you last. You be in your purse, I'm in my bag, and it's filled with money, cause I get that cash. I'm getting top, she under my dash. Pretty little bitch, Stacy Dash. Back to the cash, you back of a cab, I'm back of a block, in the front of the watch. Got rocks, hotter than the middle of the summer. Niggas get dumb, then I get a little dumber. Wait, my shit falls bread, time is money. I don't make none of those, can't get a minute from me. Got a little buzz, so I biz with your honey. Only hotter than me when your pee feel funny. Still in the block, you pay for the money. You running from the cops, can't get no money. We be on the beach, somewhere sunny. Umbrellas in the drink, fuck what you think. Walk in the bank, what's up black? Straight to the back, my hat turned back. Life like a movie, don't know how to act. Spit bomb shit, put it all in the rap. She all on the sack, then we all in the sack. She on she and they both on me. Put them on the yacht, take them out to sea. One got C, one got D's. You might got those, you ain't got D's. Cool as a breeze, now look at me.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah.
Fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance. I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi, I'm this shit. No, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got a bitch that play air movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juicy, I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar, dressed like a skater. Got a big house, came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating, fucking tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him and I said okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like Olay. I don't care what you say, so don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag, and my flag red. I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom of my climb. You ain't hotter than mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. Nip they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. So I can Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight and got in life. And my pocket's right and my diamond's white. And my mama's nice and my dad is dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
How?
I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
Oh,
look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than.
Let it play. I got you. It's your man, DJ No Frills, the Maybach of this mixtape shit, the Rolls Royce of this radio shit. I'm fucking top of the line. Also, listen, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I ain't in the streets. I'm on the sidewalk so I don't get hit. But you know I'm with In the Streets Radio with DJ T-Dog and my family, Nina Capone. The question is not why, but why not? DJ No Frills, this is my motto. You know you heard it first. There's a lot of fraud out there, and it just might be you, 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 and you. Let it play. I got you.
DJ Charisma. Ratchets are
I just want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight with a live interview of my boy Six. It's your girl Nina Capone. I'm about to sign off to that. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't drop the
finale.
Don't drop the finale. Don't drop the finale.
T. Kruger, Ho Young Moolah, bitch just dropped. Shake like hula, hooper, hoover, king, cooper. I'm shit, pooper, scooper. Drunker than a motherfucker, high all night. And she looking in my eyes saying, you ain't right. Shit, you ain't right, bitch, I ain't wrong. And I'm faded going dumb to the dun-dun-dun song. It's a fucking house party, fucking somebody. Just two-step, no, Ricky, Bobby. Drop top to the summer, I'm sorry. Pull up in tomorrow, 2 days to follow. Follow. Ready to get him, your girl waiting, my nigga. Where did you take it, my nigga? Fast car, why is you breaking, my nigga? Tastes like Skittles, tongue in the middle, just